This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brad Williams, I'm so upset he's not going to be in the studio, though.
I know. I do love when he comes in. Hell, one of my favorites.
One of my dear friends has got a big old dude crush on him.
Yeah, so did you just accidentally find out about this? Or have you known it for a bit?
No, the second they went, I'll explain it to Brad. But Brad knows him. Do the Chiefs play this weekend?
They're out of town.
Oh, my. Yeah, but they're out of town. Like, you understand. You've crushed my friend's will to live.
I'm sorry. I have no ties to the schedule.
Born January 13th in Orange, California, he is a stand-up comedian who you've seen on Jimmy Kimmel, The Tonight Show, Comedy Central, and as star of his own comedy specials, Fun Size, and Daddy Issues. And this weekend, you can see him live on stage at the Improv. Please welcome comedian and longtime friend of the show, Brad Williams.
What is it that you're not going to be here to hang out?
See, this is why we're friends, man. You don't slip into DJ voice. You don't come on and be like, "Hey, Brad Williams at the Improv this weekend." No, you get right to brass tacks. And why aren't you in the studio? Listen, man. I love you, but I heard that Nicki Minaj's cousin got pancreatitis from someone's right testicle.
It's true.
I heard you had it, so that's why I'm not going in studio, because Nicki Minaj said it was dangerous.
I get it. I understand. I got one of those WAPs, one of those wet-ass pancreases.
Dude, you know I love you, and you know I love to be in studio. They wanted me to fly in a day early, and pretty much just for your show. And well,
I get that.
For it, the wife and the baby thought, no.
See, my friends are exact opposite. If they get a chance and they are like, "Look, I gotta go," they're like, "Zroom out the door, man."
Hey, man, there's times when I'm absolutely like that. But I was just on like a 2-week run where I wasn't home, but for a day.
I get it.
But I'm trying to spend a little more time here at home, but. Doesn't mean I'm not going to be there. Doesn't mean I'm not going to put on good shows at the Improv.
Of course you are.
I'm not going to be calling in a to-go order at Kansas City Joe's Barbecue.
Right.
And then going to pick it up, because that's how you cut the line.
Yeah.
I will still be there. I will still do all the things. And, you know, you're always welcome to come to shows, but I know, like...
I'm going to the Ozarks.
I know... Oh, you're going to the Ozarks?
Yeah. There's a bike rally. I got a buddy playing. Before I knew you were going to be here, I agreed to jump on the motorcycle and take my girlfriend down there to see the show.
Are you really going to the Ozarks, or did you hear that meth cures pancreatitis, and that's why you're going to the Ozarks?
You got me. Hey, listen, let me tell you how much we love you. But one of my good friends, Chad and his brother Craig, you tailgated with him at a Chiefs game. And to this day, I'm not kidding you, he knew you were going to be here probably 4 or 5 months ago. And and whenever you guys booked it, he knew. And he was like, "So listen, I'm going to go. We're going to go to the..." I'm like, "Listen, I'm not going because I'm going to be out, but I'll make sure that he's got tickets." But he had the best time ever. I'm telling you, he loves you. He was like, what a great guy. Not funny, like great human being. He really just... was wildly impressed with hanging out with you that day at the Chiefs game.
Oh, dude, that was a blast. And, I mean, like, just going to that stadium, that's like one of those bucket list stadiums if you're a big sports fan. And I am a big sports fan. So I had to go, and I remember the game. It was Eagles versus the Chiefs. I believe the Chiefs won, but I had Carson Wentz on my fantasy team that day, and he did well. So, so it was a good day, but the rumors are true, and of course everyone in Kansas City knows it. The tailgate at Kansas City at Arrowhead is the best barbecue you'll ever have, and nothing beats the KC tailgate. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Listen, you talk about Kansas City Joe's, formerly Oklahoma Joe's. I was just in Tulsa and made the pilgrimage from the hotel across to go to one of the original Oklahoma Joe's, and it was everything I thought it could be. It was magic. Goddamn magic. I was like, because my rental house years ago was two blocks from the original Oklahoma Joe's here in Kansas City by the gas station and the liquor store, which is exactly how I like it. I was like, get some gas, get some liquor, get some food, go home again. And it was, I'm telling you, I ate there three times a week for 5 years.
Ah, and now we know how you got the pancreatitis. Sorry, that's a fact. Gonna keep on coming, man. Obviously, I'm glad you're doing better now, but man, it's weird. That's how you know who your friends are, is when you say the thing that's absolutely been wrecking you in your life, whether it be a illness or a sickness or a tragedy in the family.
Sure,
your true friends are the ones that go right for the joke. Oh, don't even ask how you're doing.
Without a doubt, because I'm on the bench now, alcohol wise, till at least November, right? And and every one of my friends is like, oh my god, cheers to you. Open up another bottle, clink. You're like dicks. You're all dicks. So
I love it, man. I love it.
Listen, the guys I enjoy now are the dicks that told me these guys are so serious because, you know, I'm a pro science guy, and so I got my vaccination, got my mom and dad vaccinated, got, you know, my girlfriend, her parents, like everybody I care about. I was help, you know, anyone I could help. But they're so mad. They're like, yeah, that's what you got, that pancreatitis. It's because you took the 7 months. I took the shot, and then I got it 7 months later. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I hear you. I completely hear you. I got vaccinated. I got both my shots, but I'm a dwarf, so I probably just needed one.
Did you get pancreatitis yet?
Not yet, but my ass is even more swollen. Yeah, people freaked out about the potential side effects. I was worried about side effects. I did not have any side effects, but I was scared one of my side effects was going to be like it cures dwarfism, and that would suck for me.
Right.
You know, I'd have to write a whole new hour of material. My wife would leave me because she's got a fetish. It'd be bad.
Yeah, and when you got a beautiful, wonderful wife, and you got her family's cool with you now, right?
Yep, family's great. Everyone's doing well. And the
baby
girl is a year and a half old. So if people are wondering why I'm back on the road doing stand-up, it's because, the baby girl is a year and a half old. And while she is a dwarf, dwarves don't poop like rainbows and Skittles. They poop like real poop. I'm just letting y'all know that. So diapers are expensive. I gotta get out there and make some money.
Oh, brother. Listen, I got a buddy. I watched him go from not wanting to have... He didn't want to be married. Then she made him get married. Then he was like, okay, but we're not having kids. Then she makes him have a kid. They have trouble, so she gets the help. And all of a sudden, bam, three eggs get fertilized. And now he's got triplets.
Wow. As someone who... my daughter was born January 13th, 2020. And then 2 months later, the world shut down. So as someone who raised a kid during a pandemic, everyone's like, oh, when are you going to have your second one? And I'm like, do you walk up to people who are smoking marijuana and being like, when are you going to try crack? Like, no, we're fine. We're good here. We're at a good spot. It was it was stressful raising the baby during the pandemic, of course.
Sure.
At the same time. Now we just figure we're one and done, man. And unless we decide to go out and like adopt like a 6'5" kid, an adult.
I was gonna say about a 17-year-old, maybe an immigrant girl, super pretty, maybe a supermodel from Chechnya.
Yeah, sure. Let's adopt her into the family. Yeah. Let's do that. Maybe someone who is looking for a D1 scholarship somewhere. Yeah.
Yes, very good, very good.
I mean, Yeah, I mean, we got two dwarves in my family right now. So if anyone's like over 6'2" and needs a home, I need light bulbs that need to be changed, man.
Speaking of weird stuff, what's going on? What was I hearing that Snow White got canceled? You know, speaking of little people and dwarves and the like. But how weird is that?
Yeah, it's
I guess that was Sleeping Beauty.
I mean, we all know that cancel culture is true. It's going around. And here's my thing. I don't think people are actually offended. I think people are searching to be offended.
Amen.
Because they feel like it makes them part of a club.
You're right.
Like, oh,
you're right.
Everyone's getting mad. Everyone's getting mad. If I don't get mad about something, I won't be part of this new hip crowd. Which,
yeah.
By the way, it's not. Don't be a part of the crowd that gets offended by everything. Be a part of the crowd that gets offended by nothing. The jokes are a lot better.
Yes.
A few months ago, there was a group of people that were trying to cancel Snow White because they said at the end of the movie, the kiss that wakes up Snow White and saves her life is non-consensual. That kiss is non-consensual.
Dude, don't you just want to find the first person who said that to the second and punch them both in the head as hard as you can? Or at least, at the very least, old school cartoon knock their heads together like coconuts so it makes that sound?
Yeah. I want to do that. I want to go find the parents of these people and be like, "Look what you did! Look what you are! Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah.
Do you brag about this at parties when all the other kids or all the other parents are like, "Yeah, my son's a doctor. My son's a lawyer. Well, my son's trying to cancel Snow White.
Yeah.
Awesome! You must be proud." And my whole thing is that they said the kiss wasn't consensual. It saved the woman's life. Listen, Johnny, If I'm ever in a coma, and the antidote from the coma is somewhere inside your swollen testicles, go ahead and teabag, my friend. Go right ahead. You have my permission.
Oh.
I don't. And don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to like totally defend Snow White. I'm not trying to say.
Yeah, I will. She should get to stop it. Yes, I am. I completely am, man.
No, the movie should be canceled. I could think of I don't know, 7 reasons off the top of my head.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I always give you Snow White and Sleeping Beauty, but yeah, you're right. Snow White was all her little friends. The small people lived in the trees. It's ridiculous. Well, hell, how many people have you had? If you're just joining the show, the great Brad Williams, amazing comedian, who just happens to be a little shorter than others. But how many times have you been? They tried to take you to task, people organizations, because of words like midget and making jokes and this and that. You're like, look, man, when we stop laughing at ourselves, like you said, busting balls on your friends. That's how you tell people you love them. Like our friends, listen, motorcycle accident, and you lose your foot. We're like, hey, man, what are you doing with all the left shoes? Like, I mean, it's you know, how long did it take you? Your dad passed away. How long did it take me to ask you what your mom was doing for penis?
About a week at most.
Yeah.
But it just lets them know I'm thinking about you, brother, and I do love you. And it really,
exactly.
And everybody knows that. So this silliness, like somebody telling you you can't do comedy about yourself.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's madness, man. I've been protested before. It was in Livonia, Michigan. By the way, thank God I'm not going back there. Thank God I'm going to the Kansas City Improv.
You're doing better now. Yes.
This weekend, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. So get your tickets. I was in Livonia, Michigan, and a bunch of dwarves came out to protest the show. They were out front of the comedy club with like those picket signs and they weren't picket signs, they were 3x5 cards. But they were all like so mad, and they said it was because I said the word midget on stage, and like because I invited them into the show because I'm like, I want to know why people hate me, let's go. So I asked them, and they're like, oh, because you say the word midget, and when you call a dwarf a midget, it's the exact same. It's calling a black person the N-word, and I was like, midget, please. No. No. You can't. No.
Yeah.
Don't make that jump. Like
That's crazy.
Black people went through some horrible, horrible stuff. They were slaves. Let's be honest. dwarves have struggled, but we were never slaves because dwarves would have been the worst slaves on the planet. Slave, fetch me that jar. It's on the second shelf, boss. You're screwed. Sorry.
Tiny shackles, tiny chains, tiny boats.
You could shackle a dwarf with Chinese finger cups.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. And in the end, you are you, and that is that. And you, like, it is insane to me. But you're right. It's a culture of people waiting to be offended, and everybody is. And the tougher they pretend they are, the bigger the complainer they are. You know, Bob, you show me hate mail. Dudes are mad. I'm like, you are so easily offended because I'm talking about the vaccine. You tell him to shut up.
Like, yeah. Exactly.
Come on, dude, man. Stop it.
I had a guy come up to me after a show pretty recently, and he came up, and I'm fully vaccinated, so I'll do the meet and greets after the show. So he comes up, and he says, "Brad, thank you, man. Thank you for sticking up for us disabled people." And I was looking at the guy, and I could see nothing wrong, so I was like, "Oh, just curious, us disabled people, what's your disability?" He holds up his hand. He's missing half of a ring finger.
Punch him right in the junk.
Ooh.
Right.
That's your he's trying so hard to be a victim.
Identify, yeah.
Half of a ring finger, and he's like, "Well, now I can park in the blue space." Can you imagine? could you imagine? That dude parks in the blue space, steals a spot from a guy with, like, muscular dystrophy or something like that, and then everyone's looking at him like, "Hey, why'd you do that?" And he just holds up a finger like, look.
Yeah.
I'm in the club. No. What's the hardest part about missing half a finger? It's like, "Oh, I can't grip the steering wheel with 9.5 fingers."
I have a buddy who got so high that he cut off his first, middle, and ring finger and just had a pinky and a thumb on one hand. True story.
So he's doing like a 24-hour shaka?
Yeah, it's really good, but Hang Loose. So we nicknamed him Hang Loose. And so Hang Loose, and he got his nickname changed because he had testicle cancer once, and it was pretty bad. And then he was helping me work on my house, and because he actually was a remodeler. And we're working on the deck, and he goes, "My buddy, I got bad news." I go, "What's wrong, man?" And he's like, "Cancer's back." And I all I could think of was, "Well, this is the last time you're going to get it." Like, you can't. They took the first one. Now they're taking your last bowl. Like, you're done. He's fine. I mean, but to the point was, like, there was literally no, we didn't even stop working. He goes, "Buddy, the cancer's back." The test. I go, "Well, this is the last time you're going to get it." Because, you know, I knew you just remove the ball, and as long as it didn't spread, you're fine. And to the point where I said, "Look," and this is true. I go, "I'll give you $1,000 if you'll tattoo that Yosemite Sam back off man on your empty scrotum, like the mud flap that you see on trucks." And he wouldn't go for it. I go, "Because that's all that is now. It's a mud flap for your butthole. That's all that your scrotum is doing for you right now."
See, you and I have very similar sensibilities, and that's why we get along. I had a friend also, unfortunately, had testicular cancer, had the one ball removed. So his nickname just became Uno.
Yes. And that lets him know, "I love you, brother, and I'm thinking about it. We're just not going to have a big crying jag every time we see each other."
Exactly. And I'll tell you this too, Johnny. It's that the thing about it that's so funny is that when you're friends, you make fun. You go right and you start busting balls and you do all that. But then it's fun because if, like, some other guy who you don't really know comes to the group and then he makes fun of your friend,
oh, no.
That's when you jump that a-hole.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're like, "And that's, you're like, why'd you punch me in the ear?" You know why. Beat it.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
You haven't known him long enough.
So Brad Williams is with us this morning, and but he'll be with all of us at the KC Improv this Friday and Saturday night. Two shows tomorrow night, two shows on Saturday night, improvkc.com. And I'm telling you, like, and it's purely selfish, just so you know. Like, I was genuinely bummed that I wouldn't get to see you in person just because I love you, brother. It's always nice to hang out with you. And it's just, you're just a shot of life in the arm. And it's always great energy, man, to have you hanging out. So whenever you get a chance, you come through KC. I wish I wasn't going to jump on the bike and bail out of here tomorrow, but I won't get back till Sunday.
Man, and you know the feeling's mutual. I love coming on your show. There's it's funny. Now we're getting to a time where for a lot of comedians, they're not doing a bunch of radio, or radio doesn't allow in person, or
right.
just because of the pandemic. You guys are always one of those shows where it's like, I don't care what's going on. I have to do the Johnny Dare show.
Well,
it's great. It does move the needle. I have so many fans that come up to me after my shows at the KC Improv and be like, hey, man, I'm here because I heard you on Dare. And I love that.
I love it. Look, I'm a fan.
Love hearing that.
Well, dude, look, we have comedians on that we love, and we never talk about the ones we don't love, we have a guy come through and he's on the show like you, like it's a brother, it's because we're genuine sycophant fans, like real hardcore fans, man. And that couldn't be any more honest.
If you want to know who those comedians are that Johnny doesn't like, just look at the Improv schedule, see who's appearing that week. Now you know exactly.
Damn it.
That Johnny has grudges again.
Listen, you anytime, man. I'm so glad the family is great and everything is good in your world. And we, you know, the world's opening back up again. I'm hoping you're working on another special, and you get to tour. Your heart's content, and everything is beautiful for you.
Dude, you're the best. Thank you. We are back on the road and looking forward to seeing all of your listeners out at the KC Improv. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and if I'm going to KC Joe's and you're like, that's not real barbecue. I know real barbecue. Bring me that real barbecue. It will not go to waste.
Oh, listen, if you get a chance, I don't know what time you get in. The Jones Sisters is a really cool, over the last few years, kind of come on place. These two ladies from Kansas City here. Of course, Gates is always, it's the gold standard. Kansas City Joe's is my go-to. Arthur Bryant's is fantastic. So for me, it's a little bit too vinegary. It's not my favorite barbecue sauce, but I love it. I mean, it's Bryant's. There's a handful of places in Kansas City that you just go, man, even Jack Stack, which is a little poncy for me, but it is outstanding barbecue.
You know, KC barbecue is like watching a dwarf do stand up. Even if it's bad, it's good.
You know what? If you could just get barbecue and then go to the Improv this weekend, two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday, to see the great Brad Williams, who's back in person live. And you know what? If you want a little special attention, maybe you bring something barbecued. Maybe you bring something from KC Joe's or Gates, and, you know, some sides from Jack Stack. Maybe head over to Bryant's and get something beautiful to go. And, you know, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't you feel more friendly towards people who did that?
Am I laying it on thick enough that I want barbecue?
I love you, brother. You take care. I hope you have great shows this weekend.
Love you too, Johnny. Thanks for having me on.
The great Brad Williams, KC Improv. Don't miss the shows. ImprovKC.com. ImprovKC.com. Brad Williams is back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!